Rickleblog, 27 September 2006. Dith Pran. A week ago today, an article about my pre-ups project appeared in the New York Times. In the print edition, there also appeared a photograph of the hardware, and to give it human interest, I was in the photo. The photo was somewhat shocking to me, as the room appeared twice as deep as it, a typical suburban utility room, actually was. I, the human, lamentably appeared much as I am, although I did keep the axe out of the photo. A friend who saw it told me that the Times was sufficiently prestigious that I should have worn shoes. Oh well. I enjoyed my little part in creating the article. The process is somewhat novel to me, and, as its accomplished author, Peter Applebaum, quoted me, I'm easily entertained. Peter and I chatted for an hour or so, and the essence of the chat was distilled into the Times article. Although it didn't come up in our discussion, and although we are disparate in many ways, we do have something in common. Neither one of us spent years of our life in Cambodia trying to avoid death at the hands of the Khmer Rouge. Most remarkably, the third participant in the article did. Due to a fortuitous change in schedule, when Dith Pran, the photographer, arrived, we had a little time to chat. In discussing how he came to be here, I found that on his way, and many years earlier, he lived in Cambodia and was working for the Times during the fall of Phnom Penh to the Khmer Rouge, the communist revolutionaries of the day. Pol Pot was not a synonym for genocidal maniac at that time, and nobody knew he had the charm of Stalin and the manners of Hitler. He is 100% life-free now, and the world is better for that. Pran told me that he was the subject of the movie The Killing Fields. Of course, I became more curious about all this and did some research on the web. Research may be overstating it. I typed Dith Pran into Google. This is not an ambiguous search term, and I found the info immediately. In particular, this page, with its reference to Sidney H. Shanberg's book, popped up near the top. That was a hyperlink. This page can be found by going to the printed blog. I got a copy of the book and read it this past weekend. I won't do a book report. In short, it's much better to read the book than to be in it. Pran went through hell. Pran is a survivor. All I know about his previous adventures are what I read in the Shanberg book, and they are dire indeed. I can offer a small bit of verification from my own personal knowledge. He called me on his way here to say he was stuck in traffic and thought he would be late. Furthermore, my house is not all that easy to find, since one must negotiate a number of poorly signed and twisting roads to get here. Notwithstanding these problems and hardships, he arrived 8 minutes early. Not quite the same as crossing the border to Thailand on foot and in a state of extreme deprivation. But then, my house is a lot smaller than Thailand, and although the traffic in Bangkok is notoriously bad, New Jersey is no picnic either. And here we have a photograph of a smiling gentleman with a shock of white hair, and slung from his neck and shoulder, two glorious cameras with even more glorious lenses. These things are fantastic. I wish you could see them. Well, you can. You have to go to the website. And next to the photograph, a few little comments. Dith Pran photographed with my little camera in September of 2006. If you've seen the Times photo that he took, you'll realize two things immediately. One, he's a much better and better equipped, look at those lenses, photographer than I. Two, he's also a much better subject to be photographed than I. And guess what? The book says that today, 27 September, is his birthday. Happy birthday, Pran!